Blog Talk Radio.
And we welcome all of you coming to us from the blog line, all the people worldwide. God has been so good. And I was just telling the people we're on our way to Jacksonville, Arkansas, for our 2015 conference. It's going to be off the chain. My. Got so much in store for you. We're putting out a call to the people in Arkansas. And also we've done it here on this prayer line. Remember, the Lord spoke and said that you have an assignment. Whether you take the assignment is up to you. You know, we want you to take the assignment and be bountifully blessed. Amen. We said to the people in Arkansas that we're calling all prayer warriors and all praisers of every denomination. Let's come together and give God exceptional praise. And also blend our prayers together to the Lord that we might have a miracle in our nation. The Lord bless you. And they're coming from everywhere. They're advertising in Arkansas. And we're advertising to you. We want to know if you plan to come. If you plan to come in any way, I want you to let us know here today so we can hold a room for you. For in, I believe, May, these rooms will double on the price. So we're trying to be considerate for you, but, you know, there was a governor who pardoned a criminal. And this criminal was an extremely prejudiced person. And they went to him and told him that the governor had pardoned him and he was free now. He said, well, now, what governor is it? They said, Governor Jones. He said, now, is that a white governor? They said, yes. He said, I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it. I ain't taking nothing from a white man. And they went back and told the governor. Said, Governor, you pardon this criminal, but he didn't want the pardon because he's racially prejudiced. What do we do? And the governor said, a pardon is only a pardon when the person who has been pardoned is willing to receive the pardon. We put it out there for you. The blessing is only a blessing when the people who are given the blessing, made available to them, are willing to receive the blessing. God bless all of you. That's June the 11th through the 14th. And I hope you take the assignment given to you. An assignment is only an assignment when the person who have been given the assignment are willing to receive God's assignment. The blessing comes to them, to the ones who are willing to receive the blessing from the Lord. A lot of times I put out pray things, and they are really, really blessings, great blessings. But it's the person who hears the prayer and who is a recipient of the prayer, they then must receive the prayer, must receive the blessing. So I've done all I can, and I'm not going to worry about it when I've done my best. I just praise the Lord and go on. But we're making it available to you. It's up to you to grab it. And if you want to grab it, God bless you. Let's have a word of prayer this morning, and then we'll begin to speak to the Lord and then praise him. Heavenly Father, thank you for all that you've done. We praise you. God, the opportunity that you've given us to thank you and praise you, we receive it, Lord, and we're acting upon it right now. We just thank you for this day and this time, this hour, Lord, and for the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, we ask that you take over. Forgive us for any sins, any transgressions, anything we've done that was displeasing in your sight. And every person on the prayer line, Lord, cleanse the prayer line and bless us. And let the Holy Ghost have free reign. Now, Lord, touch those who are sick. Look on Mother Johnson, thank you for bringing her this far and for raising her up. What the enemy meant for evil, God, you meant for good. Thank you, Lord, for even on yesterday, you spoke to me and said, call now, shut the back door. And then Later on, we found out that her hemoglobin was around 5. The enemy was trying his best to take her out of here, but she's in here today. Thank God. And God is real. Thank you, Lord. Now I pray in the name of Jesus that you would bless every person under the sound of my voice, every participant also, those who are giving praise reports and prayer requests. Bless them, Lord, in Jesus' name. We give you the glory and adoration and the praise. All thanks be unto you. Now, Lord, I pray that you let miracles happen that we've never seen in 2015. And many have received them already, but continuously let them happen, I pray. God, we just appreciate you. And let this be a wonderful day in Jesus' name. Bless those who are afflicted. God, heal their bodies. Let them raise up with the power of God on their lives, I pray. Now, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We just praise you. We give you glory. We give you adoration. In Jesus' mighty name, thank God. Amen and amen and amen. God bless all of you on the blog and on the prayer line everywhere. Amen. I speak to you. Good morning to you. Are y'all awake out there? Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Amen. And let's commence the line. If you're awake, if you've got, let me ask you to move your hand just for a moment. All right? Move your foot for a moment, as I'm doing. Okay. Open your mouth and say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. If you can do that, then you owe the Lord some praise. Let's give him some praise this morning. Praise check. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God, glory. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
praise
Jesus.
Thank you. Everybody, everybody. Open your mouth and give God some praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, we just love you.
Thank you.
We appreciate you. We thank you. We praise you. We give you glory.
We give
you adoration. All of the praise belongs to you. And we do thank you, Lord. Thank you for lifting us up. Thank you, Lord, for great health and great strength.
Thank
you, Lord. Let me be awake.
And
so many others are sleeping. Sleeping away. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you. Thank you for making a way out of no one. Thank you, Lord. Well,
thank
you're so wonderful, so good,
thank
and so
Lord.
Good.
Thank
we
you.
Praise you and thank you and give
thank
you the glory.
You.
In the name
thank
of Jesus,
you.
We pray.
Thank
and thank
you,
you for
thank
me.
You,
in Jesus' name.
Thank you,
God.
Glory
amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank
amen.
You.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Thank
and praise
you.
The Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord.
Glory.
God bless
thank
you. We're moving
thank
to another portion of our praise service this morning.
Thank
you so much for helping me praise the Lord. Some of you, you sitting there and didn't open your mouth. Shame on you as a saint of God. Amen. Oh, my God. Well, thank God for what he's done, and we praise him for what he's going to do. All right, let's go into our normal format of getting our praise reports, and then we'll have our prayer requests. Thank you, Jesus. And then we'll move a little further. Amen. I'm going to ask Ambassador Hagen to come back and give us a station identification, if you would. The line is open to you. God bless you.
Praise God. God bless you. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Chief. Glory to God. We do honor the presence of the Lord today. Amen. We honor, amen, our Chief International Ambassador. Amen. Glory be to God, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson. We do honor, amen, Ambassador Lady Betty, First Lady of these lines. We thank God, amen, for Ambassador in our own right, Mother Evie Johnson. Thank God for the great praise report, how God has healed her body. We give God all the glory and all the praise. We do honor all of the ambassadors. We honor Ambassador Bishop Hagen. We honor all of the ambassadors elect, to all of the leaders from whatever area or region or business or corporation that you lead. We just honor and respect everyone, and to our entire family that's listening from all around the world. from whatever country or province or region. We do thank God for all of our new time guests and visitors that are listening as well. We are broadcasting here live from the studio of NPA, NPAradio.com. And as you know, we are certainly being heard all over the world. We are here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Blog Talk Radio is the world's largest and most influential radio are worldwide in the world. And you can access us through and by any venue, Facebook, Twitter, or you name it, however way you access the web. You can access us, and we give God the praise. And this program will re-air as a podcast on our iTunes. And those of you who would like to listen, you'll be able to listen to us all around. We can be reached because we're in the live studio simply by calling into the live studio, 347-934-0207. Oh, my Lord, that number again, 347-934-0207. And my, we are being heard in nearly every country you can imagine. We're being heard in Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Brazil, the Virgin Isles. Hello, we just said hello to our sisters from Jerusalem, and we give God the praise. More than 90 million listeners, and the stats are continually going up on a daily basis, and we give God the praise. We thank God for our chief international ambassador, who's doing an excellent job in getting this message of a brand-new spiritual awakening around the world. And may God forever bless you, sir, and keep on keeping on. May God bless you. Back to you.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Hagin, and all of you on the prayer line. I do thank God for every person. I know that there are many leaders on the prayer line, and we just greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, if you'll get your praise report ready, we want to just glorify God this morning, glorify Him. That's what we're all about, and get your praise reports ready. You know, the devil doesn't want you to praise Him. He doesn't want you to give any praise reports. And because He's not having people praise Him. So He'll stop you or try His best to stop you from giving a praise report. But you have to press your ways. See, sometimes, not sometimes, but all the time, if you want something from the Lord, you got to do something. Amen. I'll just say most of the time, you got to do something. And He created you, according to Psalms, I believe 102. He created you to praise Him. And when you fail to do what He created you to do, well, I wouldn't want to fall into that category. Praise the Lord. I want to get some praise reports this morning. Some of you from the real old church, y'all call them testimonies. Yeah, we call them praise reports in 2015. And I want to get someone who would like to take over that. I'm not a selfish person. I'd like to let you handle that if you would like to. If not, I'll continue.
Praise
God. Go ahead.
God bless you. Praise God. And good morning to everyone. Good morning to the First Fruit Prayer Line. Once again, it's so good to know that God is still working miracles. He's still in the natural miracle working business. And I'm giving God praise and honor this morning for everything that He's done for me. God has been working miracles. This has been a busy week. And I'm just praising God. But I'm thanking God for all that He has given me to do. And just want you to, if you have a praise report this morning, get it ready so you can just jump in there and be ready when the next one stops. You can just start and just tell your praise report. Give your praise. Give God the glory. Praise God. And I'm just excited about the convocation coming up. And I know it's going to be a very exciting week when we see all the faces behind the voices that we haven't seen. So I'm thanking God for that. So if you have a praise report, jump in there and give your praise report. Who will be the first one? Go ahead. Or the next one. Go on. God bless you. Anyone
well, good,
have morning. Good morning. Praise the Lord. Amen to our Chief Ambassador, Dr. Vernard Johnson, Bishop-elect, soon to be, and to Ambassador Lady Betty, and to Mother Johnson. And good morning to you, Ambassador Pfeiffer. It's so good to hear your voice this morning. And I wake up this morning with a praise on my lips and in my heart this morning. I do honor the Lord Jesus Christ and just want everybody to know that he has done great things for me every day of my life. He's doing great things, and I've been going through a situation and everything, and I feel lighter in the spirit, and I thank God for that. I feel lighter. It's not over, but I know it's over in the spirit realm, and I feel so much better. I'm so grateful to know that I have a Savior that I can call on at any time, and I owe God a thank you all of my life. A thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. And I want him to know, amen, and not ashamed to let, I've already told him, but I want everybody to know and to him to know that I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I honor him this morning. I always have a praise report, a testimony of thank you, Jesus. Amen. And I honor God this morning, and I won't be sitting back and just being still. God bless you all this morning is my prayer. May you have a wonderful day.
All right. God bless you. You heard it from the one and only Ambassador Stern, who wants to follow that. God bless you.
This is Sister Christopher, Edna Christopher, Memphis, Tennessee. I just bless, thank God on this morning. Edna Christopher, Memphis, Tennessee. I thank God on this morning just for my mother. I have so many friends that are my age that have lost their mother, and my mother turned 79 years old on this morning. Her name is Mother Wilson, and I am just so thankful that God has allowed her to still mentor me, and I can't say that there's a greater woman to follow in this world than Mother Wilson.
All right, the Bible says the children will rise up and call you blessed. God bless you, and happy birthday, Mother Wilson. And we will allow some time at the end, I believe, that's our protocol for everyone to give you a perfect day. So God bless you, Sister Christopher, for that. Anyone else?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Sounds good.
Mother Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana. I'm sorry I can't stay on the phone. I'm getting dressed so I can go to my interview this morning. So I just thank and praise God that he woke me up this morning and started me on my way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. God bless you on that interview this morning, Mother Johnson. Good to hear you yet shouting, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. That has really done something for us and touched our lives over the year. So we praise God for you. Amen. Who knows? Has a praise report.
So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sister Cassio here in Minneapolis. Good morning to Dr. Bernard Johnson and Ambassador Pfeiffer and Ambassador Stern and all the great saints on those First Fruits prayer line today. Good morning, good morning. It is a good thing to be alive today. I do thank and praise him, my Savior, my Lord. It's a blessing to be able to serve the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and the Creator of the universe this morning, and to be in the midst of great saints and of all that he is doing in our lives. And I thank God that my steps are ordered today and that I'm able to serve him in the capacity which it will be fruitful to the kingdom of God. I'm so great to be alive on my way to work also, Mother Johnson in Indianapolis. It's a great thing, and I thank God for it and all that he's doing and all that he's not doing, because he's perfect and wonderful, and I thank him for it. God bless you all today.
Yes, he is perfect and wonderful. God bless you, Sister Castillo. Thank you for that wonderful praise report. God bless, bless, bless. Amen.
Yeah.
Who else praise report this morning? God the glory.
Praise the Lord. This is Praise Sister Jefferson in Texas.
Good morning.
God bless you. I just thank God this morning for another day that he has allowed me to see. In the land of the living, clothed in my right mind with activities of my limbs. I praise him because I do realize that it's in him I live, move, and have my being. Truly, God has been good to me and to mine. I'm just grateful to be here on today. Continue to enjoy the prayer line all the time. Thank God for the vision that has been fulfilled through Ambassador Johnson. You just don't know in this time in my life, it's just truly a blessing to have this in the morning to start me on my way. Many things prevent me from going out like I used to because of being with my husband. Many challenges there, but God has made a way where I can continue receiving early in the morning, and I praise him for that. Many challenges going on, but God keeps sending me through them over and over and over and over again. And I thank him because I stand on his word, and never have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor seed bear bread, and he has not forsaken us. God has been good to me and mine, and I thank him. Continue to pray for us.
God bless you, Mother Johnson, and bless your family, your husband. Amen. Praise God for that. It's good to know that someone is yet saying, thank God for the activity of my limb. Praise God. I haven't heard that in a while, but it is a blessing because sometimes we forget. Hallelujah. We forget to thank God for waking us this morning, clothing our right mind, and giving us the activity of our limb. Praise God. I thank God every morning when I can get in my own bathtub and I can wash my own back and I can wash my own face and I just sit there sometime and just give God the glory. I praise God for being able to have the activity of my limbs, and thank you for that praise this morning. Anyone else want to give God the glory?
Amen. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is Sister Sharon from Grand Rapids. I'm just so happy to be able to speak this morning because some mornings I'm getting ready for work and I can't chime in. But today I'm not working this morning. But I thank the Lord. And it's unusual that you should mention the activity of our limbs. I thank the Lord because I do have pain in my limbs, but I thank the Lord for still having the activity of my limbs. I thank him for all his loving kindness and his tender mercies. And I thank the Lord for all you on the prayer line and continue to be blessed, all ye people of the Most High God. Amen.
God bless you, Sister Sharon. Amen. Praise God for that. And we will continue to pray. And God, remove that pain and those aches from your limbs. Amen. Thank God for you. Thank God for you. Someone else has a praise report.
Oh, this morning I thank God. This is Mother Wilson. My voice sounds funny, but I still have this cold, but I'm glad to be able to be in the land of the living this morning and glad to be able to have a voice so I can say thank you, Jesus. I'm so grateful for him being my Lord and Savior. And I thank him for allowing me to live, to be able to be 79 years old and yet have my move and my being. I'll be aching sometime, hurting sometime, can't hardly sleep, but that's all right. I'm thankful for being in the land of the living. I love God today. And I love each of you. I want you to continue to pray for me because I do mean Jesus all the way.
God bless you. And we just pray that you have many, many more of those for you. Thank God for today being your birthday. Amen. Amen. Blessing to know that God is yet in the blessing business. He's yet sending day after day, year after year. Praise God. The other night here in Kentucky, there were like seven slaughtered here, just slaughtered, and just street violence. And I praise God because it seemed like after the resurrection Sunday, the enemy got busy and got mad because there were no shootings or killings or any type of murder, no anything, no homicide or anything coming up to that week. Then after that, seemed like the devil got mad because we had fasted and prayed. But I know God is able, and I know that even with that happening in the city, there were other lives spared. So I'm praising God for that. You might not be able to save the world, but if you save one soul, then heaven rejoicing over that. So I just thank God. So we thank God for you. Amen. Anyone else has a praise report? Come on, jump in there, saints.
Good morning. This is Mother Digby from Chicago. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness. I want to give honor to Dr. Johnson and to all of the ambassadors and to everyone on the land and to Mother Johnson. I thank and praise the Lord. I have so much to be thankful for. The Lord has made ways and opened doors and how he supplies all of my needs. And I thank him for it on today. The Lord is good and he is worthy to be praised. I thank the Lord for how they were saying the weather report came out last night that we were having severe weather here, but how God blessed that if I listened to the little towns that they were calling and they didn't call mine, and I thank the Lord for that and how God blessed and we made it. I made it through, didn't hear any of it, but God is good, and I thank him, I thank him, I thank God, and I thank God for each and every one of you. I thank God.
Amen. God. Thank God that your city was called for that in the storm or disaster or the flood. A lot of families flooded out. A lot of cars stuck in water over the top of the vehicles. So we're praising God. Someone else has a praise report.
Praise the Lord. This is Ambassador Smith. God bless you, Ambassador Pfeiffer, and to our chief and his family, and to the household of faith, Bishop Hagen and Bishop Bolin. God bless all of you. My praise is just exhorting Jesus. I just thank God for who I am in Christ Jesus this morning. I thank God even on this day in advance that his word says that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I thank him this morning. I rejoice because I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me this morning. I thank God in advance for Jehovah Jireh because all my needs are going to be supplied in Christ Jesus. I praise God this morning because I woke up with my mind on him and I have the mind of Christ and I know that I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ. I thank God that my body belongs to God from the top of my head to the soul of my feet, and I want to give him praise and glory, and I thank God this morning that my steps have already been ordered because I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. I praise and thank God this morning because he's given me all spiritual blessings, hallelujah, in heavenly places. I thank God this morning, hallelujah, that I'm more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. I just thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him right now that he's shaking the heavens and filling my house with his glory this morning. I thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him, thank him that he's enlarging my territories right now. In the name of Jesus, I thank him, thank him, thank him that he's enlarging your borders right now. I praise God for help and strength. I thank God for my enemies. I thank God for the Judases that is in my life that get me into my next destination. Glory, 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 glory. I thank him that he's silencing the enemy right now. I thank him right now that he's closed the black back door and shut the windows down. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty, and I thank God for liberty this morning. If that's not enough for me to praise God about, I don't know what else I need to praise him for, because I praise God that I'm the express image of his dear son, and Jesus Christ lived in me. I thank him for my family. Thank him for my dad. I thank him for everyone, for you and you and you and you on this prayer line. God bless all of you all over the world, because he cares for every last one of you, and he's never forgotten about you. Just keep confessing how good he is, and he'll keep blessing you. God bless you.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank God for you, Ambassador Smith. What a wonderful praise, a jubilee praise. Man, I can remember back last year, a little bit before this time, I was saying, Lord, it doesn't seem as though I have enough to do for you. Lord, what else is it that you want me to do? Give me something to do. I want to be busy in the kingdom. And seemed like the Lord said, is that really, really what you want to do? And he has put it on so thick until sometimes things overlap. But I praise God because I'd rather be busy for the Lord than not to have anything to do and to have an idle mind. And even just this week, I know my name has been called for different things on the prayer line, but I wake up going now, and I come home late. I come home from the broadcast and wake up going to here and there and doing different things. So I am praising God for his work, for his kingdom work. He has not overloaded me, but he has loaded me down. So I give God the glory that he has ordered my steps in his word. And I praise him for it right now and thanking God. And I know everyone be busy during the morning time. You have to be on mute, can't get back to the phone sometime when your name is called for certain things. But God, to God be the glory, because we know that God is yet in the work and business. And not only on that, then we were made ambassadors at the convention. And boy, did that add on another load. So we're thanking God for all that he has us doing. It's better to be occupied in God's business than to have an idle mind for the devil's workshop. And I praise God and thank him for his glory. We will take a couple more praise reports, and then we will turn it back over to our chief and leader, Ambassador Johnson. Anyone else has a praise report?
Good morning. This is Mother Britt.
Yes, Mother Britt, you know, we can hear you. Okay.
You're, hear me now?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I trust in him. I too want to thank and praise God that I was able to do a lady in my church. She has to go to Chapel Hill, and yesterday I was able, as I think it's probably over 100 miles, but I was able to get in the car and take her to Chapel Hill for her appointment. And I thank God for that, because I could not be able to do it. And a lot of people can't take her, but God has laid on my heart to take her. And I'm so grateful that he gave me the strength to do it, because I could not do it without the Lord. And I just thank God for your prayers. Every time I go to help somebody, I know it's God that's being with me. And I thank God. And while I was there, they took my blood pressure. And they say my blood pressure was good. And I was able to go and come. And God is so good. And I just thank God for all of you on the prayer line for praying for me, every prayer to go up for me. And I thank God for the ambassador, Dr. Johnson, and his mother. Thank God for her and his wife and all the ambassadors, Dr. Fife and all y'all on it. Thank God for your prayer. Thank God for praying for my family. I'm just so grateful that God still gives me strength. And I'm 83 years old, and God let me get on that highway and drive. And I don't take that for granted. But I just want to give him the glory. Give him the praise. Because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be able to do it. And I continue to pray. I continue to pray for y'all, and y'all pray for me. God bless you, and have a blessed day in the Lord.
My God, praise God for you. I tell you, Fred, that's something. That is really something that your blood pressure was checked and was normal. Amen. And you drive in one way over 100 miles to take someone else. God has a duty to keep you in good health and to keep your blood pressure regulated. Praise God. That is his word. He promised us he would. So everything that God promised us, we should expect it to take place. If we are obedient in his wisdom, in his word, stay in God's will, stay in God's word, he will exalt you in due season. Praise God. And he will bless you, and he will bless your health. In Jesus, hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Give me a couple of more praise reports before we turn it back over.
Good morning, Dr. Pfeiffer.
Good morning. God bless you. Love you.
Did I cut someone else?
Go ahead.
Oh, good morning. This is Charlotte Gray, 816. I was going to yield. I have a purchase for her as well this morning. Last night at Bible study, the lady that was sitting next to me was the lady from Human Resources at Sprint. Did we have a conversation? So I am just thanking God for the meeting last night at church, that he allowed me to sit right next to the lady that is the Human Resources of Sprint. I'm just thanking God for all the prayers, thanking God for all the open opportunity that he continues to lay on Sharla Gray. So that is my prayer for today. Stay with Jesus all the way. Have a good day, everybody.
Great God. And I believe Sister Charlotte Gray is a manager at Sprint. So we thank God for making that connection for her. Amen. It's a blessing. You never know who you come encounter with. And it's good to know that God have you prepared for meeting people of prestige, people that can share information with you concerning situations. So God bless you. One more. Who has that last praise report? Who want to exalt the Lord this morning? Jump in. All right. We want to thank God for the sleeper. Amen. Praise God. Hope they wake up and hear the word.
Yes.
Amen. Who want to give us a last praise report?
Good morning. Good morning. This is, hello? Good morning. Good morning. This is Sheila 860 from Connecticut. I just truly thank the Lord this morning for allowing me to see a new day I've never seen before. I just thank God this morning for all the great works that he has done in my life. I thank God for waking me up on time this morning, cleaning me up, getting me ready for work. I had to be to work this morning at 6:30, but I'm just thanking God, giving him all the praise. I just thank him all the way to work this morning, because God is just doing some great things in all of our lives. Whether we think it's big or little, how it is, God is just doing great things. And I just thank God on today for each and every last one of you. I thank you for all your prayers. I just thank God for Mother Johnson. Oh, Mother Johnson, I just love you so. Oh, Dr. Pfeiffer, I love you so much. And every last one of you on this prayer line, I just love you. I thank God for this prayer line. This prayer line has enhanced my life. This prayer line, through God's grace and mercy, understand, I don't take anything from him. I give him all the credit. But through God, this prayer line, because it's his work, has did great things in my life. And I just wanted you guys to continue to pray for me, that God gets the glory out of me each and every day of my life. God bless you all. Have a good day.
All right. God bless you. I believe that gives us the closing of our praise report, and we just want to continue to thank God for our Chief Ambassador, Dr. Nara Johnson. We want to thank God for Ambassador Lady Betty, for Mother Johnson, the mother of the nation. Praise God. We want to thank God for our bishops, Bishop Bolden and Bishop Hagen. Amen. Dr. Julie Hagen, all the saints of God, all the ambassadors on the line, all the prayer warriors. Praise God. Somebody should be thanking God for themselves right now, for answering so many prayers. God has, I look back over my notes at all the prayer requests that God has answered, and I hear it through the praise reports. And it's a good thing to give praise unto the Lord and let the Lord know how much you love him. Let him know you love him without any conditions. We don't know how to love with conditions. We just love the Lord. Praise God. We just love his people. That's why we tell them on the youth prayer line, we love you and there's nothing you can do about it. And we praise God right now for each and every one on the prayer line this morning. All the praises go up and the blessings will come down. So expect your blessings today. Expect your miracle today. Expect, hallelujah, God to move in your life in a supernatural way in Jesus' name. Because of the praises that have gone up to the throne of glory. And at this time, we will turn it back over into the hands of our most capable leader and chief,
Ambassador Johnson. God bless you, and have your weight in the Lord. Ambassador Johnson.
God bless you. I bless you. Didn't hear you. Thank you so much. You did a wonderful job. And we do praise the Lord for you, Ambassador Pfeiffer. God bless you. We had some wonderful praise reports this morning. Yeah, my God, my God. Now, I need your support on a few things. I want to give you the praise report. I have been selected to become bishop-elect for the state of Kansas. And they asked me for a few letters of support. I'm going to ask you on the prayer line to send letters of support for this. If you believe that this is a wonderful thing for me, if you would like to just say, I want to support this, thank you for your selection, and say a few other things and close the letter. It doesn't have to be long, but just send in a letter of support. Amen. I'm going to give you two places to send this letter report of support. This morning I'll give you one. Well, why don't I wait? I'll wait till tomorrow. I want to give it tomorrow when I have all the information. I left about 3:15 this morning I got up about 3:15, left here to be with my mother, who the enemy tried to kill on yesterday. And I say that because you gotta recognize what the enemy tries to do and how he tries to do it. Some people are not, you know, when they don't recognize it. I just want you to know we recognize what the devil tried to do, and give God glory for saving her life on yesterday. I want to ask somebody who sleep on the line. I wish I were in my office, we would know exactly who you are. But this morning we just thank God for you. Amen. All things work together for the good of those who love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose. But anyway, we'll give that tomorrow. God bless you so much. Keep us in your prayers. I told you that I received a phone call from Canada. And I believe they're arriving today. They're coming from Canada. They're going to do a documentary on yours truly. And this is going to be something. I just believe it. Many people have prayed for it. And so keep this in your prayers, and God will use it for his glory. Now, I want you to know that since I'm the leader of the prayer line here, when I go up, you go up. And this is about Bernard Johnson. This is about all of us. And so if you would, be happy for me, if you would, because it's a part of all of us, and we all celebrate in what God is doing together. Amen. It's like your pastor of your church. The last person you want to sit there and talk about is your pastor. The last person that you want to not appreciate it and treat him like he's nothing is your pastor. Because that's you. When you treat him like that, you treat yourself like that and make yourself look very, very bad. So I want to ask you to have that same mentality on the prayer line here. And let's celebrate together. Amen. I appreciate you. I want to do, I think that person was snoring. You just woke up. Mute your line, darling, if you please. Please mute your line. All right. Just star 6, mute your line. Amen. If you have enough, if you're awake enough to know that what you're doing, mute that line, star 6. All right. I want to get some prayer requests this morning. Is there anyone who can take those prayer requests for me? If so, jump in there. But we want to pray for people. And there are many people on the line who are powerful people who can pray. But those who are going through storms, those who need something from the Lord. And the Bible says, if any two of us on earth shall agree on earth as touching anything that we shall ask, it shall be done of the Father. So we've come together to agree and bless the Lord for you. Who wants to take those prayer requests? If so, jump in there and take them for in the name of Jesus. All right. Anyone? All right. Let's get the prayer request. Who has the first prayer request? Someone who has a prayer request. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I'm here. Dr. Johnson, this is Mother Wilson. And Memphis, Tennessee. I am requesting prayer today. I would like to have an unspoken request, but, you know, the devil is not keeping himself hid from us and causing, well, you done told me that one time about calling everything the devil, but I'm sorry about that, but these pains that racking through my body at night that caused me to not be able to sleep, my arm feel like they're heavy and hurting down to my fingers. And I know God is able to completely deliver me, and I'm just looking forward to him because I know the prayers of the saints is being prayed for me, and I'm dwelling on that and also on my own prayers and believing that God will do that above and abundantly for me. Pray for me.
God bless you, Mother Wilson. We certainly will be praying for you, and we want you to be healed of this. Amen.
Yes.
All right? Give me a couple more prayer requests, and then we'll pray for Mother Wilson and others, too. Anybody else have a prayer request? Jump in there and give me your prayer request now. The line is open to you.
Mother Digby, unspoken.
Mother who?
Mother Digby, unspoken.
All right, unspoken. Any other unspoken requests? All right, anyone else?
Sister Lucille, unspoken.
Unspoken, all right, Mother Wilson, Sister Lucille, unspoken. Anybody else?
Yes, Sister Johnson in Texas, requesting prayer for my daughter, Lakeisha, that God will heal her body completely.
Mm-hmm. All right. I would like to get somebody to take these prayer requests and pray for these wonderful people, if you would. Who would do that, saints of God? Saints of God.
All right, Ambassador Johnson.
Loving kindness. Thank you for watching over your people. We ask right now, God, all sins be forgiven in Jesus' name, known and unknown. Committed, oh God, we ask everything, hallelujah, that's not like us in your name. Everything, oh God, that's not like you. We ask that you take it out of us, oh God. Shine the light from heaven on our souls in Jesus' name. Bless, glory to God, your people right now. Heal and deliver, oh God. Let your word be performed in their lives, oh God. Bless Mother Wilson right now, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Touch her arm, oh God, her extremities in Jesus' name. Remove the pain, oh God. You say you have not because you ask not, but oh God, we're asking this morning for your healing virtue to take place. We're asking, oh God, that you purge her, oh God, all iniquity, all sins, and all things that are working against her, oh God. We ask right now that all evil be cast out and sent back to the pit of hell in Jesus' name. We pray, hallelujah, hallelujah. We rebuke witchcraft in your name, oh God. Hallelujah, thank you. Witchcraft off her life, witchcraft off her surrounding in Jesus' name. Bless, touch, and heal, Lord Jesus. Let her be able to raise her arm up and down. Remove any swelling and any numbness, oh God. Touch her right now and rebuke that pain in Jesus' name. Bless Mother Digby, oh God, in her unspoken request. You know how to answer unspoken. You know how to let the supernatural move upon the unspoken. We ask right now, oh God, that you will let your grace and mercy be upon her right now in Jesus' name. Bless Sister Lucille, oh God. Touch and heal, Lord God. Bless that unspoken request. Deliver, 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 oh God, your healing, your finances, your peace of mind, your joy in Jesus' name. Touch, heal, oh God. Even the other sister, I didn't understand the name, but Lord, you know who she is. You know how to bless. You know how to go to her refuge, her rescue. Be her refuge, oh God, in your name, Lord Jesus, we pray. We pray for healing in her family, healing in her home, healing in the church, in Jesus' name. Let your grace and mercy fall upon her, oh God. Let your Holy Ghost manifest his power in their lives in Jesus' name. We pray that you cover them with your blood right now. And let oh God, nothing come upon them that is not like you. We bind everything, oh God, that's not like Jesus. We put a hedge of protection round about them in Jesus' name right now. And we pray for their peace and the love and the kindness, oh God, to surround them in your name.
healing, and we pray, oh, God, that you even shut the back door. We pray, Lord God, hallelujah, for even for Mother Johnson and Mother Other Nation right now. We pray that you look on the Lord Jesus. Let your light from heaven shine on, O Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. As she continues to praise and give you adoration, Lord Jesus. We pray, O God, that she's yet worshiping. And even in her worship, O God, we pray that she be lifted up in Jesus' name. That she be pain-free, O God. Hallelujah. No anxieties. We rebuke anxieties. Anxiety attacks, O God, in your name. And we thank you right now for your love and kindness surrounding us. Let grace and mercy follow us all the days of our lives. In Jesus' name, we pray right now and thank you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank
all
you.
Right. Thank Lord. You, Lord. Someone else who has a prayer request, we have time for you. You have one. I want to ask all of you if you want keep Ambassador Lady Betty in your prayers. She's doing a lot for the Lord, and keep her in your prayers, if you will. In fact, keep all of our ambassadors. See, they are doing so much for the Lord, and thank you for it. And keep them in your prayers, everyone. Is there another one who has a prayer request? Amen. Anybody else who has a prayer request? Speak it.
This is Gerald Garnett requesting prayer for the strength of the First Fruits Prayer Line.
Go ahead. Talk a little louder, if you will. I got a snorer on the line.
This is Sister Jolene Garnett requesting prayer for strength of the First Fruit Prayer Line and for the seniors and keep the back door closed. And I'll spoke with Sister Jolene Garnett. God bless you.
Well, that's a good, wonderful request. Can someone pray for that right now? That's about 4 requests right there. And, you feel led to pray for that, jump in there and do it right now in the name of Jesus. Line is open to you. Come on, saints. Are you all awake this morning?
Amen.
Amen. Then jump in there and pray for that wonderful soldier on the cross. All right. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for Sister Garnett. Thank you for the request that she made just a moment ago. I thank you because you're the only one who can see and know so many things at the same time. God, you can be in New York City and in California at the same time. Be there with Sister Garnett, I believe, around the Chicago area. And I pray that you grant and fix all these situations that she needs fixed. Oh, God, look on her. I don't know, I just want to ask you to bless her in an ultra awesome way. Bless her financially, Lord. Bring her a check that she doesn't even expect in Jesus' name. Bountifully help her through every storm and help her through every rain. Oh, God, look on her loved ones who have requested, who need your help. Touch them and bless them and lift them up. By the enemy that comes to hinder, by the enemy that comes to sift like wheat. God, you said if I bind them on earth, they'll be bound in heaven. I do bind them on earth. And thank you for them being bound in heaven. Yeah. We loose blessings upon them, and they're being loosed in heaven. Thank you for it. Now we give you the glory and adoration and expect a wonderful report because you are doing it, God. And anything you do is wonderful and marvelous in our eyesight. Now bless in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Is there anyone else before we close today with a prayer request? If so, jump in there and let's hear it. All right, God bless you. As we close today, I want you to remember Mother Wilson and wish you a very, very, Mother Wilson, we wish you a very happy birthday. Amen. May you have a wonderful day, and may this be a wonderful week for you. The Lord bless you and keep you and make your face shine. Give us a little information before we release the line about the convention in Jacksonville. Let's keep that on the minds of the people. All right? Can you give us a little information about the convention?
God bless you.
This is Ambassador Smith. Before someone really give all the full details, I just want to give the welcome. Glory to God, this is Ambassador Smith representing Arkansas. And I tell you, we have our host. We have the welcome team standing there at the door, the maitre d' with his arms extended, waiting to greet you. So we've got to have people there to greet. Amen. The Holy Spirit is already there. It's ready. Glory to God. And I'm just standing on behalf of the Arkansas group, Bishop Bolden group. We are coming together, and we are have great expectations to see every last one of you. Hallelujah. The table is spread. All we need is the bodies to fill the seats. Glory to God. The sanctuary is waiting for people and bodies to come in and worship the Lord. So that's the welcome. There's someone else going to give you the details. God bless you.
God bless you. All right, go ahead and give us the details.
Some of the details are as follows. We're going to kick it off on Thursday with the morning session. As well on Thursday night, we will also be having a guest speaker for that night. On Friday, we have a morning session beginning at 10 o'clock. And that night, on that Friday night, we will be honoring our Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson, who will also be consecrated as a bishop on that night. You don't want to miss this event. On that Saturday night, we're going to have our old-time revival. We know that's one of the things that we look forward to as well with the First Fruit Conventions. On Sunday, we will be closing out our meeting at EMC Evangelistical Ministries Church with Bishop James Bolden. We're asking all of you all, please make your plans, make your plans. We have a very great hotel. We'll be standing at the Wingate by Wyndham Suites, and they are excited about having us there. Rates are going to be very reasonable there this year. So if some of you want to double up, you may also do that. We're starting, our rates will be at $70. We do have our block of rooms. Outside of the block, your rates may be doubled because there are other conventions going on. But we're asking all of you all, please plan to be there. Chief Ambassador is expecting all of the ambassadors, all of the ambassadors elect, and all of you all on the First Fruit and the blog line to come out and be a part of this glorious event, First Fruit Convention 2015. God bless you.
Thank you very much. Both of you did a wonderful job. Thank you so much. And, yes, go ahead.
Ambassador Skip, may I also add, who are some of the presenters that we have in? On Thursday night, we have in Pastor Elder Darrell White, who is a radio announcer, who's doing a great job in announcing the event. The spots are running, Chief, and everyone is excited. And he's going to be the presenter, and he's also been on the line. I brought him in as a guest. And on Friday morning, we have a preaching machine, anointed man of God. You talking about an old school preaching man of God. That is Superintendent Kendrick Hellams, and he is a great man of God, but he can bring forth the word. He's a seer, and God is going to use him in a mighty way. On Saturday morning for the prayer breakfast, we invited, and he's accepted, all of them is accepted. That is Bishop Frank Anderson. Glory to God. And there's great expectation. That is an awesome bishop in this area. Amen. And he's also used mightily by God. And there is a psalmist that I've invited for that prayer breakfast. Her name is Michelle Johnson, and she's going to bless you. She's going to show you what being thankful and grateful is all about. She has a vision impairment, but the woman of God is a seer and can't see, glory to God, but she can see in the spiritual realm. Oh, my God, and some kind of preacher as well. So you just don't want to miss to see how great God is moving. He's moving everywhere. Amen. But I just want you to know Arkansas is have great expectations and are waiting on you. Amen. And we're going to show up. Amen. We're showing up. Amen. Because God is already here. God bless you.
God bless you. You can hear the excitement in her voice. And people are expecting us in Arkansas. And you have not because you ask not. If you want to go, ask the Lord to make a way for you. And he will do it. You know, God is real. You just have not because you ask not. Take time. The Holy Ghost said stop right now and let people take time to ask the Lord. I'm going to give you about 20 seconds of silence. In your private time, I want you to ask the Lord to bless you to go to Jacksonville to experience this wonderful First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Conference. This is a clarion call to all the praisers. If you're a praiser, this is a clarion call to all the prayer warriors. If you're a prayer warrior, this is a clarion call to you. Accept it and see what God does for you. All right, I'm going to give you 20 seconds. Just ask the Lord to bless you to go. Begin right now.
Go back in there, get the dope.
All right, God bless all of you. I hope you did ask him because he is real. He will. No good thing will he withhold from you. And this is a good thing. You just have to put forth some initiative and ask him. And now grab it and believe it. Believe that God's going to bless you and go and see what happens. Faith moves God. He wants you to believe him. And I don't blame him. You know, I want people to believe me. You want people to believe you. God wants you to believe him. And so now believe him, and let's see what God's going to do. It's going to be phenomenal. God bless you. We've had our prayer requests. We've had our praise reports. And I don't think there are any others. So may you have a wonderful day. We're out of time. God bless you and keep you. I'll give you on the blog line tonight and also the youth prayer line. The youth prayer line tonight at 7 o'clock with Ambassador Gina Hodges. And then at 9 o'clock, I'm doing the blog line, and I'm going to give the address of both places where I need you to do some support for. I need support, write a letter of support in both places. Lord. God bless all of you. We love you. And I don't have any music for you today, but you know I've got a feeling. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are we? Can we just wish Mother Wilson happy birthday?
Absolutely, absolutely.
God bless. Thank you. Happy birthday, Mother Wilson, and we pray God be a joy for you.
All right, anyone else? The line is open to you to wish her happy birthday.
Praise the Lord. This is Ambassador Stern. Happy birthday, beautiful Mother Wilson. We love you.
Oh, thank you. I love you, too.
Happy birthday, Mother Wilson.
Hey, Sister Mother Wilson. This is Sister Linda from Utah.
Oh, thank you.
Happy birthday, Mother.
Texas. Happy birthday, Mother Wilson. May the Lord bless you real, real good.
Thank you. God bless you, Mother Wilson. This is Prophetess Stitha. May God continue to have long life upon you, and it's a joy to hear your voice every day.
Thank you. Thank you.
Happy birthday, Mother Wilson.
Thank y'all very much.
Happy birthday,
Happy birthday,
Mother Wilson.
Happy birthday, Mother Wilson. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Put a big smile on my face.
And this is Ambassador Hagen from Georgia, and all of the folks here from Georgia are wishing you, Mother Wilson, a very, very happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And may you have many, many more. We all love you here in Georgia.
We love y'all, too. I love y'all. I can just put my arms all of you.
Or anyone else.
Happy birthday, Mother Wilson.
Thank you.
Thank you. Identify yourself, and then what's going to happen.
That was good morning.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Mother Wilson, Sister Lucille.
Thank you, Sister Lucille.
Happy birthday, Mother Wilson. It's Kansas City, Missouri, 816. God bless you.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Mother Wilson. This is Sister Jolene Garnett. God bless you.
Bless you. Y'all have made me happy. I can think on each of you all day today and keep smiling.
Anyone else? Mother Wilson, we certainly stand behind you with this wonderful birthday wish, that you would have a phenomenal birthday today. Whatever your family are celebrating with you, may you be happy. And we love you very much. Appreciate your support on the prayer line.
Thank you.
All right, there's another wish right there. They didn't identify yourself.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mother Wilson. Happy birthday to you. This is Betty Johnson in Kansas City. Hope you have a wonderful day today.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're very
welcome. All right, Mother Wilson. Anyone else? All right. God bless all of you. We've had a wonderful, wonderful, awesome prayer line today. And may you go with God, keep on praising him, meet me on the blog line, and give him 1,000 thank yous. Oh, my God. God is going to do something for those who have been faithful and praise him like this. I said God is going to do something, especially for those who have been faithful and praise him like that. And we give God the glory for it. We're going to close, and right now, amen, and I guess nobody else will continue except a snower. Amen.
Thank you very much. I'm going to enjoy this today.
I want to tell you, you know, with my musical background, we have what we call ear training. And in ear training, we can tell you what key the person is in. If you go, da, I can tell you what key that is. If you go, da, I can tell you what key that is. And even if you're down there, I can tell you what key it is. I can tell you what key they snoring in. Amen. Believe me, I can tell you what key they snoring in. Amen. So the Lord bless y'all. I'm going to leave y'all alone today. Laughter is good for the soul. Have a wonderful day. Take care.
God bless everybody. Love y'all.
Love you too.
And thank you too. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
They gonna kill him?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. 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 Yeah, yeah.